All right. We're very pleased to have to welcome all the Vaishnavas here at 22nd Avenue. Excuse me, I wasn't prepared to have the microphone here, but the main message that I'd like to communicate is that everyone is welcome here, and of course everyone knows the significance of 22nd Avenue, that this is the beginning of Prabhupada's official preaching in the West. So in either directly or indirectly, most of us here have some sentiment or have some kind of indebtedness to this place, 22nd Avenue, and we thank everyone for coming here and for giving your association to all of us who regularly come here, and especially, yes, please, Maharaj. Especially we, sorry.
To hear something, how they started here.
How Srila Prabhupada started.
Yes.
Yes. I think that you are from beginning.
This is Dayananda Prabhu.
No, I'm not from this place, from the West Coast. From
first temple president in Los Angeles. First temple president.
So Prabhupada was originally came, of course, in 1965, and he was staying with some people and giving lectures in various places, and then he came to New York. He continued to give lectures in various places with no fixed place, so he had to tolerate a very uncomfortable situation in one apartment, living with only some young people, and one of these people was crazy. So it was a very uncomfortable, difficult situation. Then he had some followers, some young men, and they were not very serious, but he requested them, please help me. Help me to find a place. So two of them especially took this seriously, that we can't subject. Carl Jurgens and Michael Grant. That's Mukunda Goswami now. He is Mukunda Goswami. Carl Jurgens is not associated anymore with devotees, but he was initiated. What is his name? He took initiation, but... So these two helped Prabhupada, and Mukunda found this place, and there was also a residence, an apartment in the across this courtyard here. So together the two places then became the official place for Prabhupada to preach. Then in the beginning,
this was for residence or his cooking.
Cooking was in the residence.
Prachar.
Yes, Harikatha and Prachar, yes, exactly. And students were not very serious. Prabhupada then was cooking in his apartment and also cleaning up after these young students were coming and taking prashad in the middle of the day. Some of them were just loitering. They had nothing to do, no occupation. And so they were coming regularly just to take prasad from Swamiji. Then he was giving in the evening and the morning classes here in this place. So more people were coming to the classes, and then a few who later became more serious, they were taking prasad with Swamiji in midday. So gradually, Prabhupada taught them how to clean the pots, how to cook prasad, how to do everything, lead sankirtan, how to manage the finances, how to administrate the mandir. So in this way, Prabhupada actually began with very little, nothing, only some raw material. So then he began also Back to Godhead magazine, as Maharaj said, and it was printed in the very crude manner, just here in this center. They used to print this and then go on the street and distribute the magazine. Then at some point they also began to go to the nearby park, about 8-10 blocks away, and have some kirtan on Sundays or on special days in the park.
It came from
there. Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Fountain Square Park. Then, I don't know. Charter, yes, yes. The incorporation, yes. The so then in July, after a few months, the Prabhupada wanted to incorporate the society, an international society for Krishna consciousness.
That's yes, now.
And some devotees, they were embarrassed because they said, the Swamiji has called it international, but actually we have only one center. So they were embarrassed. Then, after some months, again, then in December, Prabhupada went to the West Coast, to San Francisco, and began there. Then, constantly, Prabhupada was preaching open temples. If anybody came who was serious, he said, I want 108 temples. So then, if somebody was serious or senior, he said, you please go to this place. Somebody would write a letter to Prabhupada, this Vancouver, Canada, Los Angeles, San Diego. They're suggesting that this is a good place. Then Prabhupada would see somebody who would say, you go. So in this way, centers began in various places.
In a robot key,
Maharaj, you please speak.
Kimarandasya jnanam jana salakaya katsurum vichamyena tasmai shri gurave nama hamsakasa kuru jasya kripasam jivevita kutitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So I joined in October of 1966, and I met Srila Prabhupada at that famous tree in Tompkins Square Park. And then some stranger invited me to the temple here. And right at that corner of the temple, somebody handed me a chapati. And as I was eating it and thinking how intoxicating this tasted, I overheard two brahmacharis speaking. One was saying to the other that Swamiji has just said that when God brothers fight or argue, it should be taken as clouds passing by. In other words, when clouds pass by, nobody notices it. So very insignificant. And then someone invited me up to Prabhupada's quarters, just a few feet across the courtyard. And in Prabhupada's room, anybody could go in at that time. Prabhupada sat back. There were just a bunch of hippies in his room. We were all hippies. And Prabhupada said, this process is nothing that you or I have made up. It is very old and simple and sublime. Then he sat back and he said, we are temporary. This body is temporary. Everything around us is temporary, but we are eternal. And then he invited me to come to the morning and evening program. He had morning program at 7 o'clock, some sorrow prayers, and then always the morning tune of Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Hare Krishna. And then he'd speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. And then 1 month later, in November 19th, he began speaking on Chaitanya Charitamrita, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, chapter 20, 22. And he would speak about the different incarnations. He would speak how Krishna is on his roadshow, traveling throughout the universes. And then he would speak about the love of Radha and Krishna. He would quote Radha Krishna Pranaya Vipativa Dini Shakti Asmat, how the love of Radha and Krishna is the highest manifestation of the absolute truth. And I remember after one class, I asked him, because I thought that I'm a girl, Radharani is a girl, and Krishna is a boy, I asked him up in his quarters if it's all right to be jealous of Radharani. And he said, no, you can only get to Krishna through Radharani. And then he was sitting in his courtyard here, just outside the temple, and he was sitting on a beach chair, that is those plastic chairs with the stones, and all the devotees were coming up to him, and he was patting everybody on the back, patting the girls on the head. And he said that Krishna is very strict and Radharani is very nice. He said, even if I'm a nonsense, if I approach Radharani, then she will go to Krishna and say, I could never love you as much as this devotee, so please accept that devotee. And because the devotee is recommended by Radharani, then Krishna must accept. So upstairs in his quarters, he performed the all the initiation ceremonies. And I remember at my initiation, he was telling us about the chanting. And he said that the goal of chanting is that there should be tears falling from the eyes, shivering, hair standing on end. And this happens very easily unless there are offenses. And then he proceeded to list and explain the 10 offenses to the chanting. And this upstairs is also where Prabhupada performed his own personal puja on his small oval altar. And he would, every morning, he would offer duparti and recite Oma Jnanam Kimarandasya in offering obeisances to his spiritual master. And in that same room, that room is called the altar room. That's where actually Srila Narayan Maharaj spent Prabhupada's first Radha Krishna deities. And they were worshipped up in those quarters. Srila Narayan Maharaj also sent the first two mridangas, Kartal, and all of Prabhupada's books from Calcutta. Any of you who know about preserving books, you have to use this very toxic chemical. So Srila Narayan Maharaj became ill in getting all of Prabhupada's books from Calcutta and mailing them here to New York so Srila Prabhupada could use them as references for his translations of the Gita and Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So in those quarters, we worship the first deities, and then in April, from January to April of 67, Prabhupada went to San Francisco, and when he came back, he brought with him the second Lord Jagannath deities of the movement. And Jagannath and Balaram came with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada personally put them up on their first altar, which was two brown chairs. And Prabhupada put his arms around Jagannath and Baladev and got them into their places like that, moved them with his arms. And then Subhadra came from San Francisco a couple of days later, and Prabhupada said, she's late just like a woman, but she's the most beautiful of the three. And then in April, Prabhupada continued his Chaitanya Charitamrita classes, and also he began his series of teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. He also instructed me to do these paintings that you see around the walls, this one of Radha and Krishna. He told me to copy from his very first canto Srimad Bhagavatam cover, which incidentally, when Prabhupada was printing those Bhagavatams in Delhi, Srila Narayan Maharaj was associating with Prabhupada. When Prabhupada was at that Radha Damodar temple, they would cook together, talk together, so many things. Maharaj explains that Prabhupada was wearing worn and torn cloth, and he gave Prabhupada his chadar to lie down on. They would make chapatis together and discuss Prabhupada's plans for coming to America. And then Prabhupada had me do this painting here in 1967 of Yashoda and Krishna. And he explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give what no other avatar or acharya ever gave before. That is, previously the highest concept of God was as God is the Father, the order supplier. But here in this picture it shows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something much higher, that one can become even the mother of God, the friend of God, the lover of God. And he explained that because he was cutting the jungles of Mayavad philosophy, he said, we don't want to become one with God. And he pointed to that painting And he said, we want to become greater than God, so that God depends on us, just like Mother Yasoda. There were two Brijbasi prints right over here, one of Krishna feeding Grubjanam to a calf, and the other is very beautiful of Krishna sitting on the rock. And Prabhupada said on his Vyasasana right there, and he said, we are not interested, the Vyasasana is not there, but there's a photo. I don't know if that photo can be taken off the wall above you, or if it's attached, but Prabhupada's Vyasasana was right there, and this is a photo of Srila Prabhupada sitting on that Vyasasana with a oval picture of Radha and Krishna above him. That was taken in 1967 right here. So Prabhupada says, he was looking at those Brijbasi prints, and he said, we are not interested in going to Vaikuntha. We want to be with Krishna sitting on the rock in Vrindavan. So I don't want to take any more time, because now I'll introduce Srila Narayan Maharaj, who himself has come from Vrindavan, just like Srila Prabhupada, to New York, to glorify Prabhupada and continue his mission. He says continually that he came to the West for three reasons. The first reason is to go to all the holy places, particularly this holy place, where Prabhupada established temples, and take the dust from Prabhupada's feet, place that dust on his own head, bathe himself or abhishek himself with that dust, so that he would get energy to continue Prabhupada's mission. So,
back now?
No.
There's a lot. Only here.
Yeah, so only here.
No chance to go there.
No.
chose some special place of residence near that, what is that temple? Gopal Ji Temple at first, near Kashighat. He tried for a long time to secure his rooms in Radha Damodar. At Delhi, he lived in a place called Chittiwada. At Chittiwada, there's the deities of Radha Krishna. They're there. And his struggles began there. He used to sometimes sleep in a doorway. I met many people in Delhi who assisted Srila Prabhupada in his Delhi struggles to print those Bhagavatams. He printed his Bhagavatams at a press. Do you know the name of that press? Radha Press. I found that press. It was great difficulty. The OK press, that was OK. That was provided to Godhead. But to press the book of Bhagavatam, he chose Radha Press. He lived in, before that, Radha Smadak. Smadak is called in Jhansi, Radha Smadak. Not this state, and not simply coincidentally either. But Srila Prabhupada did not speak much about his personal struggles and so many things. But he chose these things very expertly. And when I went to this Radha Press, which is over across the Yamuna River in Delhi, I saw that press. That day, there was one big Mayavadi at that press. Dungre Maharaj was there. So we had some words. And then I went in the press, and the press that printed the Bhagavatam is in the middle of a floor. It's quite neat and clean, surprising for a press in India. Very neat and clean. And all along the wall, there are slokas at this press. And all Sanskrit and Hindi. So I'm not reading Sanskrit and Hindi. I'm a stupid fellow. So I'm looking at all these things. What is this? Oh, this is a sloka, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Then I looked, one sloka was in English. That sloka was Trinadapi Sunitena. It is spelled in English. So I asked the Sharmaji, whose press it was, who worked for Dalmia, the secretary for Mr. Dalmia. I asked him, oh, why this sloka is in English? Then he told, oh, your Guru Maharaj, he told, one sloka you must put here in English. And he called this Trinadapi Sunitena from Shikshastra by Mahaprabhu. And I thought, oh, that is very nice. Then later I heard from some of the godbrothers of our Shikshastra and Gaudiya Math that they used to joke with him because he was a chemist. They would say, hey Babu, can you put some formula for Krishna consciousness into a bottle? Because he's making formulas. He said, yes, I have the formula. The difficulty is putting in the bottle. And they said, you have the formula. What is that formula? And he told Trinadapi Sunitena. Without humility, Krishna consciousness is only
mental speculation or pundit knowledge and all these things. The crown jewel of the Vaishnavas is humility. And at that time also I discovered I was visiting the gentleman who owned the OK Press, and he's now a lawyer, but I visited his Delhi home in Old Delhi, and he gave me some very old books that Srila Prabhupada had published. Bhagavatam with black covers. Originally he printed red cover and black cover and then made a choice. But he gave me this one, volume one, black cover. So he was there, his wife was there, his daughter was there, who was now about that time about 29 years old or so. And at that time, that lady was just a baby, a few months old. And Srila Prabhupada used to come there and do so many things. Actually, he used to cook their lunch for them. And they would take prasad together. I saw one plaque on the wall. It said, "I am servant of God. God will protect me. Why I should fear for anything? Or why I should worry? Worry or fear, I believe it was. I thought, that sounds familiar. So I asked, who has written this? They said, oh, daily, we were telling your Guru Maharaj, you don't have proper cloth, you don't have proper place to stay, you need to put money aside and get these things for yourself. Why do you go through all these difficulties? And he would say, I am servant of God. God will protect me. Therefore, why should fear for anything? So he sacrificed everything, and on the way, he charmed everyone. Everyone that he met in this world. And came here and continued to charm the devotees, and his charm certainly continues in the world even to this day. So I myself feel very fortunate to know Srila Narayan Maharaj on various levels. It's 1976 July. We first met Patit Udaran, Patit Pavana. He found Maharaj's temple. He came to us in Vrindavan. He told, I have found the temple where Prabhupada took sannyas. And I have seen the photo. So I said, oh, take me there. I want to see this place. So we went there, and that was before remodeling. There was one like lotus in the center of the floor. So some brahmacharis there, they told, yes, your Swami Maharaj is taking sannyas here. So we went and put our head there. And then briefly we met Narayan Maharaj, and they finally gave us this photo of Srila Prabhupada taking sannyas. That photo is everywhere. It is famous. It is dear to all. These things which are dear to us, which are connected to Srila Prabhupada, we must consider that by whose hand we get these things, those persons must also be dear to us. It is not simply Prabhupada came. He came. But he had backing. He had friends. He had people that he remembered. And Maharaj, as has been said many times through his American tour, he sent the first mridanga. As soon as I heard he's coming to America, I thought, now he's come to play the mridanga. I didn't see him play with the fingers. But we're dancing, he's playing the mridanga, go fast, he's saying go fast, go slow. So he's playing the mridanga, the brihat mridanga, the preaching mridanga, the sankirtan mridanga, deities, mridanga, and peda. But I wonder, who got the peda? No, he sent it, but who ate it? Only Prabhupada? You probably wouldn't remember, it was just a dark, round, mushy laddu. Laddu. So Maharaj, now we'll hear something from you, please. Go, Premanande.
Jnana Simirandhasya Jnana Njana Salakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै गुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृतासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो
Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Premapsadayati
Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasthike Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Sadabhaktaya Namo.
I'm remembering all the things when I met him, how I heard him, how my first meeting, how sannyas, how serving him, and last meeting, and I served him in Vrindavan. As if some rules are going on. He was a very bosom friend of my Gurudev. He was a bona fide Guru Nishtha. You know Guru Nishtha? Always internally and outwardly serving his holy master. He has not anything to do for himself, only to carry the order of his holy master and to serve Radha Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When I compare my Gurudev and him, I realize that both are in the same platform. And they are really there. Tan, man and vachan means
body, mind
and soul also was they had offered in the lotus feet of that holy master. We offer ourselves in the lotus feet of our holy master, but we cannot do only by words or something, but only by atma, by mind, we cannot do. But I have seen and I have realized for my Gurudev how he has served his Gurudev with his soul, mind, life and everything. It was a very big history. So, like same, Swamiji has not come for any making money, for reputation, for any worldly thing, that from India so many persons come to West for money, wealth, reputation, to be easy in their life, but he has not come for this thing. Only by the order of his Gurudev, master, and to fulfill the orders of his one of his spiritual, Radha and Krishna conjugal. His Gurudev was most dearest beloved of Srimati Radhika. He has not told that I am the servant of Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Sishrimad Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Tinam Nishri Varshubhanavi Devi Daitaya. So I think that Srimati Radhika has told to him that order this, your maid servant, to go to world and aspire all human beings, not human beings, all the creatures and all living entities, they should come to me. There is no bhakti in Western countries. No bhakti. They don't know anything. They don't chant Krishna or Mahaprabhu. Always so much immersed in worldly gratification, sense gratification. So you should go and help. So he can. He misses the mission. The same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. I think that so many of disciples of Swamiji that don't know all these things, that he has come for only for the same mission for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Rup Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all were so near and dear. They were in their past life, they were of Praja, someone, Kaman Manjari, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada Srila Nayana Manjari, Srila Rup Goswami Rup Manjari, Sarup Damodar was Lalita, Vishakha was Rayaramanu. So we see all this. So their mission was to go to all the persons everywhere in the world and to make them pure devotees. You heard that a slok? Be a pure devotee will have to be to take that the same bottle in which everything is formulated there. Tena dapi suni tena tarorapi sahisuna manna manadena sutani asada. If you want to be a Vaishnava, he wants to be a Vaishnava. But this is law, but is wall. If you are not falling, this is law. It cannot be pure devotee. But I am thinking now and realizing it that this sloka has been oversighted now. Some devotees are doing against this. And he is saying this and he is so sad for this. So we have not come here to take worldly knowledge. Now you are going to colleges and everywhere to what knowledge you will have from there. We don't know any knowledge. We not want only bhakti yoga. By this, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Aiva Kevalam, Kalau Naste, Vanaste, Vanaste. He has come to preach this. Anyone. No need of learning anything more. What knowledge? Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, every Tattva will come automatically by following Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna means money. Name is more powerful than I know him from very beginning. I think that most of you have not birth at that time. I met him in the end of 36 or beginning of 37. I think very few
at that time you will have passed there. And from there, I am serving him. I am known. At that time, anyone not to serve him, but I was to serve him. He used to meet me as like a friend, not a disciple, always. But I treated him like my shikshya. And that is why, when he was penniless, he was a straight vigor, he came to me at Mathura. When his sons and wife kicked him, no place in home, he came to me and told the story. When I went, when I met with Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he was telling to me, sitting together in Mathura, about in 1957 or like, when I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, I read a slog, Jasya Jada Anugranami Harishyata Dhanam Shanai. Those who take shelter of Krishna, Krishna met him, always met him. History is there. Now he has met me too. I was saying that when I will chant more, do devotional services, then I may be history there. Now I see that I am history there. I advise that Krishna does not want, or your Prabhupada does not want, that you should be successful in your worldly things. So he has done life so. You are so much powerful, you are so much learned, your holy master has told you to preach in Western countries in English language, your language is English language is so rich, you can do. Only in Bangalore, Bengali language we used to talk each other. He told me, I don't know what will be, but I know that Krishna mercy has come, that is why I have become bigger. And in the meantime, our Gurudev came to Mathura from Navadvip Dham. And I also requested him that to tell him to take renounce order. My Gurudev also requested him and he did tell. He agreed. And next day, at the time of Vishwarup court, when Vishwarup was in Purnima, in what Purnima he was? In the month of
August?
Yes, before Kartik.
Yes.
Second month in of Kapil Master. Then he took sannyas. I managed everything. From danda, door, coffin, cloth, everything I managed. I also managed for it. Fire sacrifice, yajna, and I did it. I recited his mantra. Then Guru Maharaj came and gave door, coffin, mantra and everything. Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj was at that time also doing kirtan. Someone told me, among the disciples of Swamiji having danda, perhaps they were GVC members, that sannyas giving is only a secondary thing. I told them, you don't know anything.
No.
Sannyas is given for only Gopi Bhav. The mantra is Gopi Bhav. This mantra is itself for Gopi Bhav. So, sannyas is not an ordinary thing. If Gurudev sees that he may have this, let me give it. this mantra and this sannyas, that now I have no nothing to do with worldly things, I want peace. So it is not a second thing. It opens the door to go to Braja in the mood of gopi. And I saw them. Then did it. So only this is not second thing. Gurudev gets it. Sometimes maybe that Diksha Guru cannot give, but after that Siksha Guru can give it. So it was happened. Then our relation became more thick and more thick. Like I went with him in Jhansi and wherever he used to go to for preaching. He wanted to be always with me. I used to help him in cooking, everything. He used to also translate Gita. In being Keshavji Gaudiya Math, he translated Gita so much. I was helping him in all respects. After we went to Vrindavan, in Rupa Goswami Samadhi and Bhajan Sthali. And after that, he planned to come to Western country. He told me that I want to open some rooms for students, boarding, lodging, and I will help them. And if it will be essential, then I will supply also eggs, meat and everything what they want. But there will one
condition,
that is they will have to tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
At least one round. And I know that they will give up all these things in very short time and they will be bona fide Vaishnava. So he was so generous. As you have heard, I sent everything to Swamiji. Helped him to send all his books. Only he took with him one Gita and three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ekarta, and some Gita. Nothing with him. I remember now that the address where I used to send, this is second, that is second avenue, this. So many things happened, and when he used to do anything new, he used to write me. About 300 or more than that.
Letter.
Correspondence with him. When this institution, what institution is
condition,
was established, he at once wrote me that we have done this. He told also that so many hippies are coming now. And there will be happy days also. When he came to this place, he wrote me. When he went to San Francisco from here, there, he used to write. So, our friendship went on this. And when he returned first time in India with Krishna Ananda and Pachitananda, perhaps was there too. I was only one man to receive him in airport of Delhi. None was there. And I was with him about 15 days there in Delhi, and he went to Radha Damodar temple. And after that, I went to India. And time to time, I used to go there. I know that all the Goswamis of Vrindavan and his god brothers, they don't use to take even a touched water by Kirtanananda and Pachitananda, because they are Western and they have taken place and all these things. But I used to see it with Maharaj Swamiji and to see it with Kirtanananda, because they were disciples of Swamiji. and I used to take prasadam, mahaprasadam, as it is English. Still, Swamiji was alive. No one took anything from him, not even the water. But now they are becoming friends of Jivish. And I am thrown out. First, they don't know. They are so much children. They don't remember the days when he called all and told, Narayan Maharaj has come, now I am so glad. Everything is